all of us will probably struggle with pride. The more good things we are doing, the more we can be tempted by pride. Webster Dictionary defines pride as the quality or state of being proud, inordinate self-esteem, an unreasonable conceit of one's own superiority in talent, beauty, wealth, rank, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reserve, and often in contempt of others. Jesus, in our gospel for today, warns us against the tendency to pride when we do our duty and do it well. Jesus is reminding us, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, "We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done." He invites us to consider the attitude of service. We, as servants, should fulfill our duties and responsibilities without expecting any returns or rewards. The parable is not based on master's attitude, but on the servant's attitude. However, this is not the last teaching of Jesus. He tells us, "I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." By that, friends do not give a justification or reason or an account to each other. They trust one another and fulfill the responsibilities without blaming or arguing for the things they have done. They support one another to fulfill the mission entrusted to them. So we serve one another for the good of oneself and others. Our service to the Lord will only be a fair, good, and beautiful reflection of His faithful service to us. So we are happy doing what our friend commanded us to do, because whatever we have, whatever we are, is a gift, a free gift we receive from God. We are joyful and happy doing God's way because we are following His will, and His will makes us better servants and friends of Christ. So when we work for His kingdom, it is already a great reward. Because for us who believe, everything is a sign. For us who love, everything is a gift. Our service to the Lord and of each other must not depend on acknowledgement or rewards from doing what is good and right as servants and friends of Jesus Christ. We are doing this because we love our God. And in that way, we are only doing what a faithful servant is doing. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us make the prayer of Saint Ignatius of Loyola our prayer too. It goes this way. Dearest Lord, teach me to be generous. teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, save that of knowing I am doing, only doing your will. What we are doing is not to gain acknowledgement and reward from God. He gave us already our reward. We are only doing what a slave, what a servant, what a friend of Christ is doing. To continue doing what a friend of Christ must do.